Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, or our upcoming show at the Mann Center in Philadelphia on June 29th. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Gordon from Los Angeles, California.
Hey, how are things in Los Angeles?
Things are going pretty good. A little rainy and cloudy yesterday, but nice and sunny today.
Yeah, well, every time that it rains in Southern California and the weather's miserable, it makes the rest of us happy. Gordon, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you will be a winner. You ready to play?
Ready.
Here's your first limerick.
The salt and the lime are a squealer, but agave plants are the true healer. I am drinking at length for some skeletal strength. For bone health, I drink more...
Tequila?
Yes, tequila! Finally, osteoporosis sufferers can stop making their margaritas with whole milk. Researchers in Mexico have discovered that chemicals in agave, which you make tequila from, help your bones absorb calcium. So ask your smalt to pour some salt on your hand and start doing shots. This is great, because now you're far less likely to suffer a broken bone when you get drunk and fall down the stairs. All right, here is your next limerick.
Since you're over the Happy Meal prize, and you're done with the old supersize, we are blowing your minds with our three starchy tines. We've just made a fork out of...
Fries.
Yes, no. Fries!
Yes.
Move over, Spork. McDonald's has created the Frork, which is, and I kid you not, a fork made of French fries. Now you might be asking, a fork? Why? What's it for? McDonald's says that this contraption is to help sop up sauces that fall out of their sandwiches. Customers say, wait, that's not out yet? So what I just ate was a regular plastic fork?
So you pick up it's a potato.
Well, what it is it's sort of a little rubber holder which you can put three or four French fries into in the form of a fork. So instead of tines, if you will, you've got French fries. And then you can use the handle to scoop stuff up with the French fries and eat them.
You know, as for so many years, my fingers have just not done that job.
It's
holding
hard.
The fries.
It's hard.
I'm so glad for this invention. It's really remarkable.
Yeah.
I just think it's great that they sit around thinking, how can we shovel more food into them?
Yeah.
I know, we'll make the shovel out of food.
That's great. Here is your last limerick.
With this breakfast, I'm finally able to not spill hot drinks on my table. And the schmear is a dream. It has sugar and cream, because the coffee's baked into my...
Bagel?
Bagel, yes! The theoretical breakfast physicists at Einstein Brothers Bagels have created the first ever caffeinated bagel. The Espresso Buzz Bagel contains 32 milligrams of caffeine. That's less than a regular cup of coffee, but it does taste better than Einstein Brothers' other new creation, onion and poppy seed coffee.
So it's caffeinated. It tastes like coffee and it's caffeinated. So
yes.
It's meant to give you energy.
It is, yes.
We're just becoming too lazy in our eating.
Yes.
Now we have forks made of fries and the bagel. Oh, I can't lift that cup of coffee. Is there any way you could just throw it all in one?
Yeah. Bill, how did Gordon do in our quiz?
Perfect. He's been practicing. He got them all right.
Congratulations. Thank you so much for playing, Gordon. Take care.
Thank you.